Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Gimel, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis Amaluhu Rav Chisda. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Chayim Malaza Sholim Ben Rav Tuvi Gedalia and Chava Fega Bas Rav Shmai. So we're moving along in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, continuing to discuss the halachos of Yayin Nesech. Specifically, we're in the middle of the sugya of nitzuk chibur. So, a nitzuk, as we saw in yesterday's daf, is a vertical stream of water that connects two bodies of water. In the context of Yayin Nesech, it would mean somebody's pouring wine into a chavis. What's in the chavis is in the chavis. The stream of wine that's being poured, the kiluach, would be considered the nitzuk. And the Gemara had a discussion whether nitzuk chibur hava, meaning that kiluach is considered connected to the chavis that has the yayin nesach inside of it, and as a result, that kiluach is treated as yayin nesach as well, or maybe nitzuk is not considered a chibur. Now we saw that the truth is, whether or not nitzuk is treated as a chibur or not, is a mefurish a mishnah mesechtes tairis. The mishnah says, ha-nitzuk v'ha-ketafres u-mashketoy feyach enoy chibur. It's not considered a chibur, loy lo-toma v'loy lo-tairis. Stating that, Rafuna the Amora said, nitzuk v'ketafres u-mashketoy feyach is a the reason we're having this discussion here on Daf Ayin Beis / Ayin Gimel of Maseches Avodah Zarah is because the Gemara thought that maybe there's a raya to Rav Huna from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. Ultimately, the Gemara said that there is no raya, but regardless, this was Rav Huna's chiddush. We saw other Amoraim were of the opinion as well that nitzuk is considered a chibur, and really with that backdrop, the Gemara continues on this note. Says the Gemara, Amud Rav Chisda lehanu saviyos. Rav Chisda told the meichre yayin ki kalisu chamro lo ovdei koychavim. If you're ever going to measure wine for an ovdei koychavim, and the way you're going to measure it is by taking wine from your chavis and pouring it into their measuring cups, their kli medida, then you should do it in one of two ways. Either katfi katufi, either you should be very careful, be very makbid, to pour only a little bit of wine at a time. Inami napsi naputzi. Or you shouldn't pour it where there's going to be a kiluach, but rather you should almost throw it. You should, from a long distance, try to get the water to go from your chavis into the kli medida of the guy. The point is, you don't want to create a kiluach. Because Rav Chisda held, like Rav Huna, by the way, Rav Huna was Rav Chisda's Rebbe. So Rav Chisda holds like his Rebbe Rav Huna that nitzuk, when it comes to Yayin Nesach, is considered a chibur. So he's telling the Yid that you should be very, very careful. You don't want to mess up your wine that's inside the chavis that you're pouring from via creating a kiluach, which would be a nitzuk, to the Ovek Chavim's Klei Medida, which might have some Yayin Nesach inside of it, as we saw very prominently in yesterday's daf. So he said, just pour it in a way where you're not going to create a kiluach. What's the Eitzah? Either a little bit of a time, so you'll never have that full body long stream, or if you throw it from a distance, then clearly you're not going to have the kiluach. But if you're going to do it in a way where there's going to be a nitzuk, it's not going to be okay, because Rav Chisda holds like Rav Huna, nitzuk chibur hava le'inyan yayin nesach. Says the Gemara, Abu Rav lehanu shvoichoi, Rav told the Yidin, whose job it was to pour wine from a keli to a keli. So to be a shveichai meant your job was to pour wine from keli A to keli B. Obviously, there was some purpose in doing this, but this was what their job was. So Rava goes to them and Rava tells them as follows, Kishav chisu chamra, when you're going to pour wine, lay likrav ovik echavim l'saya b'hadaychum, make sure that you don't ask an ovik echavim to help you pour. And the reason is, dilma mishtalisu v'shadisu le'ava, because maybe you're going to forget and you're going to, for the moment, not pour, and the guy's going to go and he's going to pour by himself, and if he does that, it's going to be 100% his kayach, and if it's 100% his kayach, it's going to end up being a problem of yayin nesach. So Rava gives advice to the shvoichai. He tells him that when you pour wine, make sure you don't bring a guy to help you, because what happens if you stop for the moment, then the guy's going to be the only one doing it. If he's the only one pouring, he's going to create yayin nesach. Now, what's the background to the fact that if a guy pours wine that creates yayin nesach? So it's the lashon haGemara, the kasi mikoychei v'aser, which we saw earlier on the Amid. We saw this prominently earlier in the Masechta, and that is that if a guy pours wine, it's considered maga, because even if he doesn't physically touch the wine, which is what you have to do in the sugyas of maga, but the fact that it's moving as a result of his force, that's considered kaychai, and kaychai is considered maga with regards to these sugyas. So says Rava, don't bring in an assistant as a guy, because if you're going to stop for the moment that he's going to be the only one pouring, it's going to end up being maga. Now one thing you see, interesting, from Rava, is that if the yid and the guy would do it together, that in and of itself would not be maga. The only time there's a problem of maga is if the guy is going to do it by himself. Now, the yid's going to be thinking, what's the big deal if I ask him to assist me? I'm anyways helping him. So to the extent I'm anyways helping him, this is not going to be an issue. Well, that's what Rava's coming to preempt. What he's coming to say is, Dilma Mishtalisu. Mishtalisu means to forget. You might forget. Vishadisu le'ale, and you're going to allow him to do it all by himself. And if that's going to happen, it's going to end up being a problem of Yayanes. So really, the daf begins with Rav Chisda giving advice to the Savayasa, and Rava giving advice to the Shveichai. Rav Chisda's advice to the Savayasa, Miloshin Zoyl of the Soyve, these are the ones that sell wine, is make sure you don't have a nitzuk when you pour from your chavis into the keli of a guy. What should you do? Either katfi katufi or naftzi nafutzi. What's Rava's advice to the Shvaychai? His advice is, don't bring a oivakei chavim to help you out. Says the Gemara, who gave there was a person to ask the chamra begishta, ubas gishta. So he had a patent. And what he did was, he created a tool that the Gemara refers to as a gishta and a bas gishta. Now, a gishta is a tube. So a gishta is a tube, and a bas gishta is like a ben benoishal tube, right? So like the bigger tube and the smaller tube, the gishta and the child, the bas gishta. Now, some Gemaras actually have a picture on the side of them that show you what this tube looked like. If you don't have the picture, it's an inverted V. So take the V and flip it upside down. Now, the two sides of the V are the two tubes. So essentially, this person went and he connected these two tubes, like on a diagonal, to create this V. Now, the reason he did this is because he was trying to get wine out of a chavis. So he had this good chap. The chap was, he's going to put one side of this V, meaning one of the tubes, into the wine, and then he's going to suction out from the other side. He's going to inhale. And by him doing that, he's going to cause the wine to come into the side of the tube that's inside the wine. He's going to bring it up through the tube. As soon as he was going to do that, he was going to take the actual tube that now has wine inside of it and pour it into his empty chavis. And like this, rinse and repeat, you're going to be able to empty out the chavis. A little bit of a long-winded way of doing what this person's trying to do. He's trying to get the wine from Chavis A to Chavis B. And this is his patent, literally, of how he's going to go about it. So there was a person that had this gishto bas gishto. He's using it to raise the wine out of the chavis. In the meantime, also Avike Chavim, and Avike Chavim came, and Anachi Odeya Gishto, and he put his hand onto the gishto, onto the tube, meaning he literally touched the wine that was coming out of the top of the gishto. So he has this tube inside, he's blowing, the wine is coming up, and before he has a chance to remove it from the chavis, a guy comes and he touches it. So the Gemara says, Rava heard the story, and Asri Rava the Kuli Chamra. Rava said that all of the wine is going to be asked. By him touching the guy, the wine that was coming out through this gishta, through this tube, everything in the tube, and not just everything in the tube, everything in the chavis that the tube is in is all going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, "I'm the Rav Papa, the Rav is Rav Papa, the Rav." Amid Lassam say, "Rav Adam Amasla Rav." That was Rav Adam Amasla that told Rav. Amid Lassam say, "Ravina the Rav." That was Ravina that told Rav. So we have three versions: whether Rav Papa said it to Rav, Rav Adam Amasla said it to Rav, or whether Ravina said it to Rav. What did one of them say? B'mai, what are you rather worried about? You worried about b'nitzuk and shami mina nitzuk chibur? Meaning, why is it that if the guy touches the wine that's in the tube, that means that now all the wine, even in the chavis, should be a problem? The wine in the tube is separate from the wine that's inside the chavis. What connects them? Oh, must be because it's a nitzuk. That kiluach that's going up and through the tube is considered a kiluach, a nitzuk to the chavis, and as a result, it's going to be a problem. Well, if that's the case, then by Rava saying that all the wine is going to be a problem, essentially he's paskining that nitzuk is a chibur. So the Gemara said, should we deduce from here that Rava is of the opinion that nitzuk is a chibur? Which again, we know is a chiddush, because l'tum and l'tayr nitzuk is not a chibur. So Does it mean that Rav held like Rav Huna and Rav Chisda? He too is of the opinion. So Chibud Gemara says no. Shani Hasam could be over there. It's different. The Kuli Chamra Agishto Bas Gishtagar. Being that when the person blows, he inhales, right? He suctions the wine from the chavis through the tube. All of the wine inside the chavis starts moving in that direction. So that makes the wine in the tube and the wine in the chavis connected, not just on a nitzuk, on a chibur level, but it actually creates more of a connection. The fact that it's causing it to move, that makes it as if it's mamish one. Rashi's lashon is that once the person blows, right, into the gishta, me'elav oyla. Now all the wine is going to come up on its own. So now it's as if the guy who touched the wine that's inside this gishta literally touched the wine in the chavis. We now look at it as if it's one big chavis. The fact that all the wine from the chavis is going to start going through the gishta makes the gishta and the chavis be one, so that the wine and the gishta and the wine and the chavis are considered one, not via nitzuk ba'alma, but rather we look at them as if they're in one chavis, either not in one chavis, but because of the fact that the wine is me'ela v'ayla, so now we look at the chavis literally as it's one. We look at it as a chavis arichta, l'shayni azav shal Rashi. So for that reason, Rava was troubled by this, not because of the fact that nitzuk chibur have, because I'll tell you, maybe Rava's of the opinion that nitzuk is really not a chibur. So the Gemara, Amr Mazutra Breda Rav Nachman, Mazutra Breda Rav Nachman said, K'nishkanin shari. K'nishkanim amote. So Rashi gives us a little bit of a description of what this knishkanim is. Rashi says it was a very wide keli that had a few kanim, a few reeds, or I guess we would call them straws, that were coming out. And people would put wine into this keli and drink from these straws. And you could have a few people that are drinking at the same time. Says Marzutra Bereid Rav Nachman that knishkanim is going to be mutter. What does it mean that it's going to be mutter? It's going to be mutter for a yid and a goy to drink together from the same Knishkan. I mean, you could have thought that the yid and the guy are drinking together, you know, a guy touching wine, drinking from it, would almost automatically render this to be an issue, but it's not true. I'm drinking, you're drinking, you're not touching my wine. As a result, there's no reason it should be a problem. But the Gemara says, this is only true, the Kanda Pasuk Yisrael. That's only true if the yid is going to stop drinking first. But if the guy is going to stop drinking first, then it's going to be a problem. Because the reason is, as soon as the guy stops drinking, then automatically, inevitably, some of the wine that's inside the straw is going to revert back into the keli. That wine could be was touched by the mouth of the guy. If it was touched by the mouth of the guy, so it's wine that was touched by a guy. Wine that's touched by a guy is Yai Nesach. Once it's Chazav and Asarev, it's going to end up being a problem for the Yid. So if the Yid's going to stop first, then it's going to be okay. But if the guy's going to stop first, then at the very end, this is going to get a little bit problematic. And as a result, it's not going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Barav Huna Iklo Be'Resh Kalusa. Rabbi Barav Huna was once by the Resh Kalusa. Sharulu the Mishta B'Kinishkanim. And he allowed the Oilam and the Resh Kalusa to drink from the Kinishkanim. Igadami, some say Rabbi Barav Huna Gufe Ishte B'Kinishkanim. That it wasn't Rabbi Barav Huna that was allowing the Resh Kalusa to do it, but actually he himself once drank from the Kinishkanim. He was so confident that this was mutter that he actually drank it by himself. If you take a look at the top Tosfos on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, Tema, I don't understand. Hey, Chaya Shoisa B'Kinishkanim. You want to tell me it's mutter to drink B'Kinishkanim? I could hear. But Rabbi Barav Huna himself would drink from it? I have a very hard time understanding that. And Tosfos' reasoning is because Nehida Lehavi Chippur, even if you're going to tell me that Knishkanim is Mutter, Amikam Makam Hayulad Lachosh, Dilma Pasik Kadim Berech Avikachav, then maybe the guy's going to stop drinking first, and if the guy stops drinking first, it's going to pose a problem for Abba Rav Huna. Because we said the only time Knishkanim really is Mutter is if the Yid stops first. But if the guy stops first, really, it's going to be a problem. So how did Abba Rav Huna, when he drank, not be concerned that maybe the guy is going to stop first? So the fact that it's mutter, that's one thing. But that Rabbi Barav Huna himself should be mekel, meaning, shouldn't this be like a Baal Nefesh Yachmedig case? How is it possible he himself was mekel? So Tosis, because of this, brings from Rabbeinu Chananel a whole different pshat. He says that what Rabbi Barav Huna was matter, and really what Rabbi Barav Huna drank from was not allowing a yid and a guy to drink together. That's not what he did. But rather, what he did was he drank from a Kanishkana by himself, or together with other Yidin. Ayol Tomis, what's the Chiddush? Why would you think a Yid's not allowed to drink from a Kanishkana? So Tosfos says it's based on a Gemara, Masech de Shabbos, Amich Beis on the Beis, that says after Churban Beis HaMikdash, when Chazal made certain takanas that you shouldn't do things, Mishum Simcha, one of the things they said was, is don't drink from the Kanishkana. Being the Chazal said, don't drink from the Kanishkana, so you would have thought there was a problem, and that's the Chiddush, that this is not something that he was Makbet on. Ayin Shom Betosfos. But Enachinami, Rabbi Barafuna would have been about Nefesh Yachmer at the very least. And there's no way in the world that this is something that he would have been okay with. And this concludes the sugya of Nitzok Chibur. It also concludes the very first part of the daf. We're now going to move along and we're going to learn a rather very long sugya. In fact, this gemara that we're going to learn, Avodah Zarah Ayin Gimel, requires an asterisk from a Shas Cotton perspective. It's a very important daf in the sugyas of Bittol and the sugyas of Taruvos. Really, it would require an introduction, but the introduction would be all the Taruva sugyas, some of which we've been learning recently. So really, Ayin Sham v'tzareif l'kan. And on that note, a huge Mishnah. Sok Deilige Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Aser. Yayin Nesach, we know, is Aser. And what does it mean, Yayin Nesach is Aser? We know it from the Mishnah, Chav Tesam and Beis. It's Aser B'shtiyah and it's Aser B'anah. V'isa B'kol Shehu. And not only that, Yayin Nesach would forbid things that are mutter if the Yayin Nesach is in the Taruvas with it. And how much Yayin Nesach would you need in order for it to Aser? A Kol Shehu. Meaning, there is no way to be mevatel the Yayin Nesach. If there's a Kol Shehu of Yayin Nesach, I don't even care how much Heter there is, it's automatically going to be Aser. Stating that, says the Mishnah, this is true, if it's Yayin B'Yayin, Umayin B'Mayin B'Kol Shehu. If the Yayin Nesach was Nesarev with other Yayin Nesach, or if there was Mayim Nesach, right, that's the lesser known compadre of Yayin Nesach. It could be Menasech Yayin Lavoi Dezor, it could be Menasech Mayim Lavoi Dezor, right? But the point is, if it's Yayin B'Yayin, or if it's Mayim B'Mayim, the Shir is always going to be Kol Shehu. Yayin B'Mayim, Umayim B'Yayin. What would be, however, if Yayin Nesach was Nesarev with Mayim of Heter, or if Mayim Nesach was Nesarev with Yayin of Heter, then the Halacha is Benois and Tam. It's going to ask the Taruvos, but only if it's Nois and Tam. Now, what's the Shir Nois and Tam when it comes to Yayin and Mayim? So that we'll see a little bit more about later in the Shir. But the bottom line is that Yayin Nesach is Aser, that we already knew. It's Oyser, that we also knew. How much is it Oyser? So it depends. Sometimes it's Kol Shehu, and sometimes it's Benois and Tam. If it's Yayin B'Yayin, Mayim B'Mayim. In other words, if it's Mim B'Minoi, then it's Oyser B'Mashu. If it's Yayin B'Mayim, or it's Mayim B'Yayin, it's Min B'She'enoi Minoi, then it's going to be like in Kol HaTorah Kulo, it's going to be Benois. Sometimes there, klal. Mishnah says this is the rule. Mim b'minoi b'mashu. There's no shear. Shaloi b'minoi. If, however, it's mim b'shaloi b'minoi, then it's benois and tam. Then it's going to be benois and tam. So clearly, this mishnah is a very, very important mishnah in the sugyas of Bittul. Since essentially, what the mishnah is saying is that although ordinarily, when it comes to a taruvus of isa v'heter, so the taruvus is oisa benois and tam. But once the taruvus, once the davar aser is not being nois and tam anymore, at that point doesn't have the ability to aser. That's only true by yayin nesach if it's min b'she'enoi mina. So if it's yayin nesach that was nesarev with mayim of heter, or if it's mayim nesach that was nesarev with yayin of heter, then enochinami it's going to be benois and tam. If, however, it's yayin b'yayin or mayim b'mayim, that already is min b'minoi. There's a special chiddush. The halach is that it's going to be oiser b'kol shehu. Now, the way we read the Mishnah is, I believe, the way anybody would read the Mishnah. Stating that, what we're about to see in the Gemara is that really there was a machlokes amayiram, whether in fact our reading of the Mishnah is the way the Mishnah is supposed to be understood. In fact, the Gemara is going to bring four ki asa am Rabbi Yochanan. So this is something we talk a lot about in terms of understanding a little bit just the way the whole Shas evolved and the Mesorah in Bavel, the Mesorah in Eretz Yisrael. We know Rabbi Yochanan was the God of Adar in Eretz Yisrael b'shaitai, and there were a lot of Yidden that went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, known as the Nechoise Yama, and they would come and peddle, bring back halachis from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and report in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The most famous of those Amayram were Ravdimi and Ravin. And that's why throughout Shas you find Kiyasa Ravdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan and you find Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. In this Gemara that we're about to learn right now, we're going to see four different Amayram that were Asa and said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to have Rav Dimi, we're going to have Ravin, as we almost always do. We're also going to have Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef and Rav Shmu bar Yehuda. And what's going to emerge is that there was a very, very big conflict in terms of whether or not you're supposed to learn the Mishnah the way we just learned the Mishnah now, or maybe there's another way that you're supposed to learn the Mishnah. And really, the two reports is not rooted so much in Pirush HaMishnayos and how you're supposed to learn the Mishnah, but rather in a very, very big halacha that permeates the entirety of Basav Chal of Taruvas, which is really on a secondary level going to chapen afgemina in terms of how you learn the Mishnah. So this machlokes amiram within all the kiyases amir Rabbi Yochanan is not how you learn the Mishnah. B'derech agav, it's going to chap a huge nafgemina how you learn the Mishnah. The machlokes is more in a very fundamental shaila, as we're about to see, with regards to the laws of Taruvas. On that note, Zok the Gemara, kiyaser Rav Dimi, amir Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, the Bavli said over the name Rabbi Yochanan, ha-ma'ari yayin nesach mi chavis labar. If somebody was pouring yayin nesach from a chavis, meaning there was a chavis of wine that had yayin nesach inside of it, and he's pouring it into a bar, a pit, that has a lot more wine, and that wine is heter. So again, he's pouring yayin nesach into yayin shel heter. The yayin nesach is in the chavis. The yayin shel heter is in the bar. Afilu kol hayom kuloi, said Rav Dimi, that I heard from Yochanan, that even if the person would do this the whole day, rishon rishon batal, the halacha is that this taruvis would never be a problem. Because as you pour the yayin nesach into the yayin shel heter, the yayin nesach automatically becomes batal. And once it becomes batal, it becomes heter. So now you pour more yayin nesach, it finally becomes batal. Because again, it's being poured into a bar that's kulei heter. What do you mean? I thought you poured yayin nesach into it initially. How did it become heter? Because it was batal. So there's an idea of rishon rishon batal. As you pour the yayin nesach, being that it's always the minority, it always becomes batal. And being that it always becomes batal, so you end up that all the wine that's being poured in, it doesn't matter how much it ends up being at the end of the day, is automatically going to be mutter. So let's just meditate for a moment on Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan's chiddush. And really, if you think about it, he's saying two chiddushim. The words are, if somebody takes yayin nesach, he pours it into a bar of yayin heter. He does it all day, every day. Rishon rishon batal, the halacha is that as you pour, it becomes bottle, and all the wine in this taruvas are going to be okay. The first thing you see is that yayin nesach, that's nesarev, with yayin that's kosher, is bottle. Meaning, there's a concept of yayin nesach being bottle. Now, what the shir bittel is, that he didn't say, but it sounds like, I don't know if there's roiv, there's some sort of shir bittel, that if you pour yayin nesach into yayin of heter, it's going to be okay. Which, by the way, let's interrupt the program, it's not like the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said, yayin b'yayin b'mashu. It doesn't become batal. The Gemara is obviously going to ask that question. But anyway, that's the first chiddush that you see in Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The second chiddush that you see is that not only does the wine become batal, but even if you keep on pouring to the point where now there's even more yayin esach, maybe, than the yayin of heter, it's still all going to be mutter. Because rishon batal, as you poured, it became mutter. So it comes out that, yeah, it's true that if you would take all the wine of that was poured into it and look at the way it was yesterday, it was all yayin esach. But from a halachic perspective, every time you pour rishon batal, and it's for that reason all the wine inside this taruvas is going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, two big time chedushim that are laced into this halacha. But the Gemara says, I have a problem because Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Yai Nesach Asur. The Mishnah said, Yai Nesach Asur, Va'isav Kol Shu. Not only is it Asur, but it's Isav Kol Shu, right? If it's Nesarim in the Minoy, said Halacha is the Kol Shu, my lab the Kanafel, Isur the Gav Heter, Lacher. When you read the Mishnah, it sounds like there was Yai Nesach that fell into Heter. And the halacha is that even though the thing falling is the miut, right? And the thing that it's falling into is the roiv. And the isa fell into the heter, so you have roiv heter, afilu hachi, the halach is, it's oise b'mashu. So you see clearly that there is no bittul when it comes to yayin nesach. Chayra, it's a afina, stira, to Rav Dimi said, the name Rabbi Yochanan, yayin nesach michavis labar, afilu kolayim kulay rishon bottle. What are you talking about? Yayin falls into yayin, it's oise b'mashu. It's a mafurish mishnah, but the Gemara says, you have the wrong understanding of the Mishnah. I mean, the way we read the Mishnah, which is for sure the easy and simplest way to read the Mishnah, is not the proper pshat of the Mishnah. You want to know what's going on in the Mishnah? It's the kanafel hetera, the gavi surah. What's going on in the Mishnah is not that Issa fell into heter, but rather heter fell into Issa. It was the exact opposite case. The case was where you had a bar, and this bar was made up of Issa. And then a little bit of heter fell into the Isser. So the miut of Heter fell into the Roiv of Isser. And what the Mishnah is saying is that the wine, which is the Roiv, is going to be Oyser Bekalshu. What do you mean it's going to be Oyser Bekalshu? It's the Roiv. No, the Chiddush is that even if more Heter falls, and more Heter falls, and more Heter falls, to the point where there's so much Heter that fell into the Isser, that now the Heter relative to the Isser makes the Isser look like a Kalshu. So you would have thought that if the Yayin Esach now is a Kalshu, maybe it shouldn't Oyser. Kamash Malon, it's going to Oyser. Not because Yayin Esach has no ability to be bottled, but because in this case, the Isser didn't become bottled to the Heter actually became bottled to the Isser. Are you going to tell me that now that you have Roiv Heter and only a Miat of Isser, you're telling me the Isser is only a Kolshu, let the Isser be bottled to the Heter? The Teretz is, Ki Yasser Rav Dimi, Am Rav Yoichanon, Rishon Rishon bottled. The second Chiddush, the Rav Dimi said, the name Rav Yoichanon, that as the Heter becomes bottled to the Isser, it becomes Isser. So even though technically there's only a Kolshu of Isser, but in Halach we actually look at it as if it's Roiv Isser, and that's why it's going to Asser. In other words, not only is the Mishnah of Yayin Nesach, Asav, Oisav, Kolshu, not a kash on Rav Dimi, on Rabbi Yochanan. It actually is a raya, it's a support, it's a makar to Rav Dimi, on Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan learned the Mishnah of Yayin Nesach, Asav, Oisav, Kolshu, not that the Isser fell into the Heter. Punk faker. He learned it that the Heter fell into the Isser. And to the extent that he learned it, that the Heter fell into the Isser. So really, the Isser was the Rav, and that's why there was no Bittul in the first place. So what does it mean that Yayin Nesach, Oisav, Kolshu? It means it's later, so much more Heter falls. That now all of a sudden the proportions shift, and now all of a sudden you have Roiv Heter and a Mir of Isser. So Sogadai Techamina, I would have thought that it shouldn't Isser. Kamash Malon, that it does. And why? Hagufa, because Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yochanan, because we say the Sfar of Rishon Rishon Batel. So the Gemara says, I hear. So the first part of the Mishnah, which sounded like almost checkmate on Rav Yochanan, in fact, might even be a raya to Rav Yochanan. But let's take a look at the second part of the Mishnah. Toshma, Yayin b'mayim, in the event that Yayin Nesach was Nisarub with Mayim of Heter, then the Halach is b'noisim tam. That if the Yayin is noisim tam into the Mayim, then it's going to be a problem. Right? Mim b'mino, it's b'kolshu, the Mishnah said. But if it's mim b'she'in b'mino, then it's going to be b'noisim tam. Says the Gemara, might love the Kanafel Chamed Yisrael, the Mayim Teira. Aren't we talking about a case where, again, same assumption like we made in the original question when we were analyzing the first line of the Mishnah, that it's talking about where one wine of Isser fell into water of Heter. And what's the kasha? If wine of Isser falls into water of Heter, then essentially what should emerge is, we should say, that if Rabbi Yochanan is right, Rishon Rishon bottle, and if Rishon Rishon is bottle, so then the wine of Isser should be bottled to the wine of Heter, or to the water of Heter, in this case, right? Maya Deteira. So that even if later there's enough wine to be nice and tam, but based on Rishon Rishon bottle, the halacha should be that it should be mutter. Because we should look at all the mayim, even with the yayin that's inside of it, because the original yayin that fell into the mayim was not bottle because it didn't have the ability to be nice and tam. So we should say that all of it is going to be mutter, and that's not the halacha. And if that's the case, it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. So again, from the fact that the Mishnah says yayin b'mayim is b'nois and tam, and we don't say that as the wine falls, it becomes bottle to the mayim. So rishon rishon bottle, the iser never has the ability to be nice and tam. So this is a raya, not like Rabbi Yochanan, who said that we say rishon rishon bottle and fakert, and there's no way to aggregate enough yayin of iser to say that it's going to be able to be nice and tam. But the Gemara says again, your whole kasha is under the premise that you're understanding what happened over here is that the yayin of iser fell into the mayim of Heter. The case is not talking about where the wine that fell was iser and it fell into mayim that was Heter. It was just the opposite. The case is talking about where the wine that fell was Heter and it fell into mayim that was iser. Meaning, if the wine that fell was Isser and was falling into Mayim that was Heter, well then it would be Rishon Rishon bottle. You would never have the ability to get to the point where you would have Isser that's being nice and tam, because the Isser that's falling is going to be bottle. But the case is again just the opposite, where the Heter is falling into the Isser. So if anything, the Heter is being bottled to the Isser, not the other way around. Being that the Heter is being bottled to the Isser, not the other way around, so you don't have a bittle on the Isser. Stating that, as the Heter falls and falls and falls, if the Isser is still able to be nice and tam, the halacha is it's going to be Aser. If, however, it gets to the point where the Isser is not able to be nice and tam anymore, so at that point, it's actually going to be Mutter. So, Enachinami, again, according to Rav Yochanan, in the event that the Isser would fall into the Heter, we would say Rishon Batel, so everything would be Mutter. There wouldn't have been a problem. When the Mishnah says Yayin b'mayim, it's been nice and tam, it's talking about where the Yayin was Heter and the Mayim was Isser. If the Yayin was Heter and the Mayim was Isser, so then the Isser never became bottle when it fell in. Fakert, it's the Heter that's falling into the Isser. And what we say is that the Heter that's falling into the Isser is going to be bottle until it gets to the point, where the Isser is no longer able to be nice and tam. If it gets to the point that the Isser is no longer able to be nice and tam, so at that point, Enachinami, it's going to be Mutter. Now, there's a lot of kashas that the Rishonim ask on this Gemara, but the most obvious that Rashi already addresses, that to the extent that it's chamer that teira that's falling to Maya de Yisura, and there's a svar of Rishon Batel, that's Rabbi Yochanan, who were coming to Far Enfer, then what does it mean that it's only going to be Asr as long as it's nois and tam? As if to say, once it's not nois and tam anymore, then it's not going to be Asr? L'chaira, it's always being nois and tam, because it's all Isser. So if it's all Isser and there's a Rishon Batel, so what does it mean that as long as it's nice and tam? What do you mean as long as it's nice and tam? The Het is falling into the Isser. It's being bottled to the Isser as it's falling. And as a result, this is 100% Isser. If it's 100% Isser, so what's the tzad that this is not going to be a taruvus of Isser v'Heter? The truth is, if you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi clearly bavarned this question. It's Rashi, Dibra Maschel Hochigarsina Loy, Chamed de Teira Begav Maya de Isur. Vashmin, and I'm reading Rashi, the Kol Kamed de Yavi Maya Taimo Bechamra Itzer, Achi Yavatel Tama Yayin as Tama Mayin. As long as the Mayim is being nice and tam, so the halacha is, it's going to be a problem. But if there's enough Yayin to be Mavatel the Tama the Mayim, then already not. And Rashi adds, Ukigoin de Nafel Kule Kechata, the Leyev Shalomaya de Isur Levatel. And the case would have to be where it's not nois and tam is if the whole thing would fall in on one shot. Meaning, if it fell in a little bit at a time, then it's a moot point because you're going to say rishon batel, and it's always going to be aser. So can move, and the iser is always going to be nois and tam. All you're going to have is iser, and as a result, the taruvus is going to be aser. When we say that if it's ain't nois and tam, it's going to be mutter, it means not that there's so much heter that the iser doesn't have the ability to be nois and tam anymore. But that would have to be talking about a case where it all fell b'vas achas. If it all fell b'vas achas, so that would be the situation where it's not nois and tam. But enachinami, kol kamo, it's falling in a little bit at a time, then the halach is that this whole point of it being nois and tam is really going to be moot. The Rishonim struggle a lot with Rashi because it comes out then that there's really no nafkamina in the halacha of the Mishnah, whether it's the heter falling into the iser mimbe minoy or the heter is falling to the iser mimbe she'ene minoy. What's the difference? Mimbe minoy, it's b'mashu. Mimbe she'ene minoy, it's b'nois and tam. The truth is that if it falls in a little bit at a time, it doesn't matter if it's mimbe minoy or if it's mimbe she'ene minoy, it's all going to be b'mashu. And the reason is because you're going to say rishon batel, and as a result, even if there's a little bit technically of iser relative to the amount of heter that there is, but being that rishon batel, all the heter that fell became batel to the iser, so you're going to end up with the b'mashu, whether it was a mimbe minoy or mimbe she'ene minoy. Again, we're going with the understanding of the Mishnah that there's not lach l'yayin nesach be'etzem aser b'mashu, but rather the whole yayin nesach b'mashu is because of rishon batel. If it's rishon batel, so there's no reason to make a chilek between whether it's mimbe minoy or mimbe she'enay minoy. In fact, the only time it's going to be negeya that maybe there wouldn't be a halacha of a mashu where you would have to cheshbin as a nois and tam or as a not nois and tam if it falls or bevasachas, like Rashi said. Well, that's true for mimbe she'enay minoy, but it should also be true for mimbe minoy. Because mimbe minoy, to the extent there's no special halacha of b'mashu, so if it all falls bevasachas, you don't have the svar of rishon batel. So really, what then is the difference between mimbe minoy and mimbe she'enay minoy? L'chayra, both of them are oisev b'mashu if it falls in a little bit of a time. And both of them, l'chayra, would be tolim b'nois and tam if they fell in the vasachas. This would seem to be a great sakash on Rashi. But either way, this is parshat pshat, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. But the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, amid the resha b'mayi di yisura, being that we were just moikim the resha when the Mishnah said in the resha, yayin b'mayim, right? So we had the case of yayin b'yayim, mayim b'mayim. And then we had the case of yayin b'mayim and mayim b'yayin. So we just said, what's the case of yayin b'mayim. It's talking about not yayin of iser falling into mayim of heter, but it's just the opposite, right? The case is where it's yayin of heter that's falling into mayim of iser. Well, if that's the case, if anam b'mayim the isura, then you would think that the Seif of the Mishnah that says Mayim B'Yayin should be talking about where again it's Mayim of Isser falling into Yayin of Heter, right? If in the Mishnah the Yayin is the Heter and the Mayim is the Isser, and that's Yayin falling into Mayim, is Heter falling into Isser, well then the case of Mayim B'Yayin should be the same thing. The Mayim should be the Isser and the Yayin should be the Heter. So what's wrong with saying that? V'ketani Seif, let's read the Seif and then we'll figure it out. Mayim B'Yayin b'nois and tam. Mayim B'Yayin is nois and tam. L'chayro, to the extent that the Mayim is the Isser and the Yayin is the Heter, we should say that as every little drop falls in, it automatically becomes bottle. Rishon Rishon bottle. If Rishon Rishon bottle, it should all be mutter. Yet you see, it's benois and tam. Isn't that a kasha on Rabbi Yechonon? Meaning, once we're establishing that the mayim is the iser and the yayin is the heter, in the case of yayin b'mayim, then it should be the same for mayim b'yayin. And it sounds like mayim b'yayin is also benois and tam. And we don't say rishon rishon bottles. The Gemara said, "Amalach Rav Dimi." So Rav Dimi, if he was asked this question, this is what he would say. Again, Rav Dimi is the one that's peddling this halach of Rabbi Yechonon. This is the way he would respond. He would say, "Kulam asis and eteru legavi sura." No. The way you learn the Mishnah is not that the Mayim is the Isser and the Yayin is the Heter. The way you learn the Mishnah is that the thing that's falling is the Davar Shal Heter, and the thing that it's falling into is the Davar Shal Isser. Right? The thing that's falling, that's the Mu'at, that's the Heter, and the thing that it's falling into, that's the Rav, that's the Isser. So in the Reisha, where it says Yayin B'Mayim, so there it's Nafal Chamer De Teru L'Mayah the Isura. The Sefer, the Nafal Mayah over there, the water is what's falling, so that Mayah is that Teru. So the Gemara thought that once we establish that the Mayim is the Isser and the Yayin is the Heter, we have to be consistent between the two cases of the Mishnah, and that the Gemara says, Amlach Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi is not going to be impressed with that kasha. He would say that no, the Mayim has to be Isser and the Yayin has to be Heter. Who decided that? What we need is that there's Heter being the star of the Isser, meaning the Miut is Heter and the Rav is Isser, as opposed to the other way around. As long as you do that, that would allow us to make this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan shtim with our Mishnah. So the bottom line is, Kiyas Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody pours Yayin Nesach from a chavis into a bar, meaning a little bit of Yayin Nesach into a bar of Yayin of Heter, even if he does it all day, Rishon Rishon Batal. And we say, you see two things over here. Number one, the Yayin is Batal, and you don't say that it's Oysa B'mashu. And number two, what you see over here is a svar of Rishon Rishon Batal, that you don't at some point aggregate the amount of Issa versus the amount of Heter. We see as the Issa falls into the Heter, it automatically becomes mutter. Now, at first glance, the Gemara thought this is blatantly contradicted from the Mishnah, and really from the entire Mishnah. Because the Mishnah discussed Yayin Nesach that was Nesarif Min B'Minoy and said it's Bekalshu, and then it discussed Yayin Nesach that was Nesarif Min B'Sheinoy Minoy, like Yayin B'Mayim, and we said it's Oysa B'Nois and Tam. And really, if you put the two questions together, the Kash is, I don't understand this whole halacha. The Yayin that is falling into the Mayim, L'chayra, let's take the ratio first. Yayin Nesach that falls into Yayin is Oysa B'Kalshu. I thought Rabbi Yochanan said that it doesn't answer. And Yayin Nesach that falls into Mayim, L'chayra, how are you going to have a situation where the Yayin is going to be nois and tam? You should say Rishon Rishon Batal. So really, the two halachas of the Mishnah both contradict Rabbi Yochanan. Right? If you break it down a little bit better, the first part of the Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Asav Oysav Akolshu, is a contradiction to the first halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is that Yayin Nesach Min B'Minoy is Oyser, and Yayin shenisarev b'mayim, where you see that it's oisa b'nois and tam, that's a contradiction to the second halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, because the second halacha of Rabbi Yochanan was rishon rishon batal. If the yayin falls into the mayim, so once you say rishon rishon batal, so it's never going to have the ability to be nois and tam. And in order to answer really both of these questions, the Gemara made a mapecha in the Mishnah, literally. And what the Gemara said was the Mishnah's case is not talking about where the Isser fell into the Heter. The case is talking about where the Heter fell into the Isser. It's not Isser falling into Heter, because then you would have a Rishon Rishon Batal. But rather, what's going on over here is that the Isser, or that the Heter is falling into the Isser. If that is falling into the Isser, so now you don't have a Bittel on the Isser. That's why you're able to have the two halachas of our Mishnah. The Gemara continues and says, Gosh, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef came, he said, I'm the name Rabbi Yochanan. Hamar Yayin Nesach Mitzar Tzur Katan Labar. If somebody would pour Yayin Nesach from a Tzar Tzur Katan that's like a small cad, a small jog into a bar. I feel kol yom kulo. Even if you did it the entire day, rishon bottle. The halacha would be rishon bottle. If this sounds familiar, because it's eerily similar to Rav Dimi saying the name Rav Yechon. Right? It's come out the same halacha. Somebody's pouring yayin nesach, a little bit of yayin nesach from a tzar tzur katan into a bar, meaning to a lot of yayin heter. The halacha is rishon bottle. What do you see from here? Number one, yayin nesach is bottle min b'minay. Not like the simple reading of our Mishnah. Number two, you don't say rishon bottle. Says the Gemara, but v'dafka metzirtzur katan. The only time this is going to be true is if you're pouring from a tzirtzur katan d'loy nafesh amudeh, because that doesn't have a proper kiluach. Aval chavis. But let's say you're pouring from a chavis, then nafesh amudeh that has a proper kiluach loy. Then it's not going to be bottle. And what's the reason that it's not going to be bottle? It's not going to be bottle because the kiluach is going to be a nitzuk. And now we're going to say that we have to view it as if all of the chavis fell into the wine, and to the extent that you're not going to have the sheer bittel, well, then you're not going to have the bittel. If you look at it as a chibur, at the very least, we view it as the whole thing fell in bivasachas, and if the whole thing fell into bivasachas, well, in that case, it's going to not have the halacha of rishon bottle. So we mentioned that there were different reports in the name of Rabbi Yochanan as it relates to this halacha. Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. They're team A. They both have the same information in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is that hama'ari yayin nesach michavas labar afilu kol yam kula rishon bottle. That's the nusach of Rav Dimi. That's the nusach of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Both of them are saying the same thing. Really, they're both saying two chidushim. They're both saying the chiddush that yayin nesach is oyser. I feel a mimbim that yayin nesach is bottle. I feel a mimbim. You know. Additionally, what they're both saying is that there's an idea of rishon bottle. Says the Gemara. Here's the other group. Also, Rav and Rabbi Yechon. Rav came in and said the name Rabbi Yechonon. Yayin nesach shenafal abar. Yayin nesach falls into a bar. But nafal shon kitoin shalmayim. So yayin nesach fell into a bar, and a kitoin shalmayim also fell into the bar. So yayin nesach fell into a bar, and a kitain shal mayim fell into the bar. Now, what was in the bar? Yayin of heter. So you have a bar of yayin shal heter, yayin nesach falls into the bar, and a kitain shal mayim falls into the bar. Royin ha heter kilu enoi, said Rav in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, we view the yayin of heter as if it's not there. Vashar mayim rovin ol mevatel noisa. And then the water has the ability to go ahead and to be mevatel the yayin, and like this, everything is going to be mutter. So the background to what Ravin is saying the name Rabbi Yochanan is that Ravin heard from Rabbi Yochanan that the way you're supposed to learn the Mishnah here on Dafayin Gimel Amud Aleph is the way we have it. And that is that Yayin Nesach is Oyser Min B'Mina B'Masho, but Min B'Sheinu Min B'Noisen Tam. Not that the Mishnah is talking about where Heter fell into Iser, Fakert from the simple reading. No, the simple reading. So Ravin says the name Rabbi Yochanan, the way you read the Mishnah is that Yayin Nesach is Oyser B'Masho, Min B'Minoi, Min B'Sheinu Minoi, it's going to be B'Noisen. But here's the question. What would be if Yayin Nesach falls into a bar of Yayin Shal Heter and a Kiton Shal Mayim also fell in? Now here's the punchline. The Mayim was enough Mayim to be Mevatel the Yayin. So here's the question. Here's the conundrum. Do we say that the Mayim of Heter is Mevatel the Yayin Nesach of Iser, which is able to do, right? Because it's only going to be Oysen Min B'Sheinu Minoi B'Noisen Tam. So that now the Mayim was Mutter, the yayin in the bar was mutter, and even the yayin nesach became bottle to the mayim that was mutter, so everything is going to be mutter like this, everything is going to be okay. Or do we say that the yayin of iser is oyser, the yayin of heter, because min b'mina it's oyser b'kalshu. So now you have so much yayin of iser, the yayin nesach that's falling, and the yayin that's in the bar, so that the mayim of heter is not going to be enough to be mevatlet, and faker, it's going to be bottled to the Isser, everything is going to be Yasser. How exactly are you supposed to view this? So Ravin said the name Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you what the halach is. If Yayin Nesach falls into a bar, and there's Kitin Shomayim, Royin HaHeter Kilu Enoi. We make believe the Yayin of Heter is not there. Vashar Mayim Ravin Ol Mevatel Noisa. So the Mayim is going to Mevatel Yayin Nesach, If it's not I nesek, everything is going to be okay. Says the Rabbi Yosef, Rav Shmuel by Yehudam, Rabbi Yechon, Rav Yehudam came, he sent the name Rabbi Yechon, Loi Shanu, that this Hayra, that Rabban sent the name Rabbi Yechon, was only said, El Shanafal Kiten Shalmayim Tchila. If the Kiten Shalmayim fell into the Yayin of Heter before the Yayin of Isser fell in, that's when we say, Royin HaHeter Kilu Einu Vashan Mayim Rabban Olav Umevat Lenoise, Avon Loi Nafal Kiten Shalmayim Tchila. But let's say the Kiten Shalmayim would not have fallen in first, but rather the Yayin of Isser would have fallen into the Ayin of Heter first, then Matzah Minas Minoy V'Neir. Then it's too late, because as soon as the Ayin of Issa fell into the Ayin of Heter, now they found each other. V'Neir, the Yayin of Isser awakened the sleeping giant and made the Yayin of Heter Aser as well. Now, for sure, all the Yayin is Aser. All the Yayin is Aser. Now, the little bit of Mayim that's going to fall into it afterwards is going to have no ability to go ahead and to make it Mutter. So really, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehudam Rabbi Yochanan is just adding, he's like doubling down, he's following up on what Ravin said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin said the name Rabbi Yochanan that Yayin Nesech that falls into Yayin of Heter, but there's also Kitin Shalmayim. We make believe the Yayin Heter is not there so that the Mayim can be Mevatel the Yayin of Isser. On that, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda comes and he says that's only true if the Mayim fell in first. But if the Mayim would not have fallen in first, but rather the Yayin fell into the Yayin first, now you have so much Yayin of Isser, it's too late. Now the Mayim is not going to be able to be Mevatel. The Gemara says, Inki the Masalam Asis, and those that said over the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda sent the name Rabbi Yochanan, was not a comment on what Ravin sent the name Rabbi Yochanan. Right? The way we had it was Ravin sent the name Rabbi Yochanan X, and Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda sent the name Rabbi Yochanan Y, which is a Hosafa on what Ravin sent the name Rabbi Yochanan. There was an Ikka Demasnila that Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda was talking about the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Yayin b'yayin kolshu. That if wine falls into wine, it's Isaac kolshu. And that Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel sent the name Rabbi Yochanan. The only time that's true is Elish Lein Nafat Shom Kitan Shomayim. That's only true that Yayin b'yayin is Isaac. If there was no Kitan Shomayim, Avon Nafat Shom Kitan Shomayim, but let's say Kitan Shomayim would have fallen. Royin Haheta Kilo Enoi. We would look at the wine as if it's not there. Vashan Mayin Raven Olam Mavatlo Noisoi. And then the water would go ahead and be Mavatlo. So some had a mamash on the Mishnah. Mishnah says Yayin is Isaac b'yayin. Demashu. That's only true if there's no kita in shomayim. But once it's a kita in shomayim, enough mind to mevatel the yayin nesach, then it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, my ikka bein lo demasla masnisin bein lo demasla the raven. What's the nafkamina? Is there a nafkamina between the ones that had Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda am Rabbi Yochanan going on raven am Rabbi Yochanan versus going on the Mishnah? The Gemara says, yeah, man the masla masnisin, the one that had it on the Mishnah, could be he would not need that the mayim should fall into the bar before the yayin falls into the bar. I mean, it could be that this halacha would be true, that if the kitin shomayim falls in, it's Ravin Ol Mevatlan Oisai, even if the Yayin Nesech fell into the bar first, and only afterwards the Mayim fell. Abu Man the Masla the Ravin, the one that had it on Ravin, Bayit Chilo, he would need that the Mayim would have fallen in first. And the Cheshbon is Pasha. According to the original Ishna, Ravin already said the concept of Royin Heter Kilu Eime Vashan Mayim Ravin Ol Mevatlan Oisai. So the Ikar Alocha that the Kiten Shalmayim could be Mevatel the Yayin Nesach, that Ravin said. Comes again Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda and he says, I'm being Moisef. What do you mean Moisef? This Halacha, Ravin said it already. Elamai, there's a Hoysafa. What's the Hoysafa? That the only time this Halacha is true is if the Mayim falls in first. But if the Mayim falls in second, it's not going to be true. So for sure, what Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda must be saying is that the only time this Halacha is true is if the Mayim falls in first. If, however, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda is going on the Mishnah, so could be he's the only one making this comment. And if he's the only one making this comment, it could be what he's making is taka what Rabbi Yochanan was making. And it's not a kasha. How could you say it if Ravin said it already? That's a kasha if he's adding to Ravin. So you're adding to Ravin what Ravin already said. It doesn't make any sense. Bal Korchi called me to be Moisef something. But if it's going on the Mishnah, then all he's saying is what Ravin said. And just like Ravin never made a chilek, he didn't make this distinction between what falls first, if the Mayim falls first or if the Yayim falls first. Maybe Rav Shmuel Yehuda also never made this distinction. And maybe he's going to hold that Loi Bayit Chili, you don't need that the Mayim should fall first. Even if the Mayim did not fall first, still this halach is going to be the same. So according to the original Lishnah of how we have Shmuel Yehuda, he's zicha being Moisef on Ravin. So he can't just be mechadish the concept of Royin Ha'et Kilu Einoi. So what's it being Moisef? That you need the Mayim to fall first. If, however, he's going on the Mishnah, so maybe all he's saying is what Ravin said, and you don't need that the Mayim should fall first. So this really concludes the four different Kiyasa Amar Rabbi Yochanan's. I mean, Gemara is going to continue on this theme right now, but just to make one small synopsis, and that is that you had Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and you had Rav Yitzchak by Yosef from Rabbi Yochanan. They both held that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yayin is bottle Mimbaminoi. I, the Mishnah is mashma not that way. Mishnah is talking about not when Issa fell into Heter, but when Heter fell into Issa. Additionally, they heard from Rabbi Yochanan this other chiddush of Rishon Batel. We had Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Am Rabbi Yochanan that were clearly of the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yayin be Yayin is really not Batel, because they had the simple understanding of the Mishnah. They also said a big chiddush in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is the chiddush of Roy. So really, if you think about it, they're both saying big chiddushim, right? Rav Dimi Aritzah by Yosef are saying the chiddush of Rishon Batel, a huge chiddush in the sugyas of Taruvas. Ravin and Rav Shmuel by Yehuda are saying the concept of Royin as Saheter Kilu Einoi, Umayin Ravin Al Mavatlanois, which is a huge chiddush in Hilchas Taruvas. But Bederech Agav, not Agav, but really what emerged is a huge nafkamin in how to learn the Mishnah. Do you learn the Mishnah, the simple reading, that's the latter, Amay Ram in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, or do you have this Mechudish Digger reading, that's the former understanding of the Amay Ram in the name Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, more on this note of Ryan. Itmar, Yayin Nesach Shanafal Abot. Yayin Nesach falls into a pit. V'nafal Shom Kitoin Shal Mayim. And water fell in as well. So again, Yayin Nesach fell into a pit of wine. And then a Kitoin Shal Mayim also fell in. Amar Chizkiya. So Chizkiya said, Higdilu Be'iser Aser. In the event that this Taruvus rose, it was Higdilu, they became more because of the Iser, then the Alach is its Aser. Higdilu Be'heter. If, however, they became more because of the het, the mutter, it's going to be mutter. So what does that mean? So let's look at the first Rashi here in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Higdilu hamayim v'hayayim be'iser. Meaning, shenafal yayin nesach besoif. If the last thing that fell was the yayin nesach, so you had already the yayin of heter and the mayim, and then higdilu, they became bigger because of the iser. The last thing that fell in, which made them bigger, was the yayin nesach. Then the halach is aser, v'lo yamrinan, and we don't say royin esah heter ki'ilu einoi. We don't say royin. Elo yayin nesach mischaber leminoi. We say the yayin nesach latches on to the Yayin of Heter, the Ina Mayim Rabban Olav, and the Mayim now is not going to have the ability to be Nisrab. So says Chizkiya, and this is the first time we're seeing this, that in the event that you would have a bar of Yayin and a Kitin Shamayim would fall in, and then you would have afterwards a Yayin Nesach that would fall, that Lachas the whole Taruvus would be Yasser. Why don't we say Royin? Because he holds that if the Mayim was there already together with the Yayin of Heter, when the Isra falls in, we don't say Royin as a Heter Kilo Einoi. No, it's very much going to latch itself on to the Yayin of Heter and create this massive amount of Yayin Shel Heter, so much that the Mayim is not going to be able to be Meskaber on top of it, and as a result, you're going to have a problem. Now Rashi continues and says, V'koshkein, it goes without saying, that Amnaflu Mayim Besoif, Kidamar Lil. Meaning, if Chizkiya holds that when the Mayim fell before the Yayin Nesach, that loch is it's all going to be Aser. Well, then Kal v'chomer in the reverse. If the Yayin Nesach would fall first into the Yayin Shel Heter, where all you have is Yayin B'Yayin, then certainly if the Mayim falls in later, it's going to be too late for the Mayim to go ahead and to be Mevatel. Why is that a Kolshke? Because in Amad Aleph, we saw in the Kiyasa Rav and Amr Rabbi Yochanan and Kiyasa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amr Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a svar to say fakert, that when the Mayim falls in first together with the Yayin Nesach, then if the Mayim falls in first together with the Yayin of Heter, then when the Yayin Nesach falls in, we could say Royin. As a Yayin Kilu Einoi, it's going to be bottled to the Mayim, and then everything is going to be mutter. But if the Yayin Nesach fell in first before the Mayim, then it would be a problem. So if Chizkiya holds that even when the Mayim falls in first, it's going to be a problem, well then, Koshkin, if the Yayin Nesach fell in first, it's going to be a problem. Okay, stating that, Higdilu Beheter, if however it was Higdilu Beheter, continuing along in Rashi, Shenofal Yayin Heter Besoif, then Kvar Botol Tam Yayin Nesach B'mayim, Shamayim Rabun Allah B'yoysay Levadim, Shabotol Legam, Shubin Echayzev Inher. If however, said Chizkiya, first the Mayim of Heter would be Nisarev together with the Yayin of Iser, so that you have enough Mayim of Heter to be Mevatel, then this big massive Yayin Heter would fall in, then, and then it would taka be aser. Then it would taka be mutter. And the reason then it would taka be mutter is because then we say that the Yayin Nesach became bottled to the Mayim. And once it became bottled to the Mayim, there's no way to be chayzev in air to make it aser. Meaning, there's no monkey business. We don't say that if you have Yayin and Mayim, that we say Royin. Why would we make believe Royin? Royin is chiddish. We're not saying Royin. Chizkiya says any single time, there's Yayin of Heter, Yayin of Isra, and there's Mayim. I don't care if the Mayim fell before the Yayin Nesach, Yayin Netzach fell before the Mayim. As long as this Taruvas finds itself, the Yayin's going to find the Yayin, it's going to make it Aser, and it's going to bounce out the Mayim. The Mayim's going to have no ability to be Mevatel all this Yayin. The only time it's going to be Mutter is if the Yayin Netzach became Batel already to the Mayim. Now we have everything being Mutter. Now all this Yayin of Heter fell in. You would think maybe it's Chizav and Neir latches itself onto the Yayin of Iser, and maybe we should have a Taruvas of Iser, Kamash Malon. That you're not going to say. That is Chizkish. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu Higdilu Be'Iser Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if it was a Higdilu Be'Iser, meaning even if the Yayin Nesach would fall in last. So first it was Mayim, the Kitin Shamayim, and all the Yayin in the bar, and then the Yayin Nesach would fall in. The Halach is that it would still be Mutter. And the reason it would still be Mutter is because we say Royin, and we say that we make believe that the Yayin is not there, the Yayin of Heter. The Yayin of Iser becomes bottle. The Yayin of Iser becomes bottle to the Mayim. And as a result, everything is going to be Mutter. Now, what would be in the event that the Mayim fell in last? So that was already a discussion in on Amud Aleph, where we saw that could be, is Taka not going to be okay. And the reason that's not going to be okay is because once the Yayin and the Yayin is ready in the Sarif, and the Yayin is, so now the Mayim doesn't have the ability to go ahead and to knock it out. But Hamia, if the Mayim and the Yayin were there, and then the Yayin of Isra falls in, then there's a concept of saying Royin. So basically, Chizki doesn't subscribe to the Halach of Royin at all. The only time it's going to be Mutter is if the Yayin Nesach was in Sarif with the Kitin Shal Mayim, and then afterwards it was Nisarev with all the Yayin of Heter. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, even Hikdilu Be'Isser, because of Royin, the Halach is it's going to be Mutter. So Gemara says, "Somebody, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, is it reasonable to say that Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing in the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon? So what's Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanon? So we're going to go through this a little bit quickly because we really went through this very much in some of the earlier blatt. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Sar Shal Chulin, Mishal Chum, Mishal Naflo Teicha Isa. So somebody had dough. The dough was made of Chulin, and sourdough of Chulin and of Chuma both fell into the Isa. Each one didn't have enough ability to be able to cause the Isa to rise and to become chametz. But together they were able to work and they were able to turn it into chametz. So the question is, do we say that now this chulin is truma or it's not going to be truma? So again, the case is where you have Isa of chulin and sa'ar of chulin and sa'ar of truma falls in. The sa'ar of truma, to the extent that it causes the Isa to rise, would make the Isa now into truma. That's what it would do. And if we make the Isa into truma, so now you would have to view the dough as truma. And by the way, the reason it makes the Isa into truma is because even if there's enough Isa to be mevatel the truma, but once it causes it to rise, it's a davar hamaimid, right? At that point already, it doesn't have the ability to be bottled. But the problem is the sarshal truma, it alone didn't have the ability to cause it to rise. It was loy bezeket de lechamitz, loy bezeket de lechamitz. It was v'netzar for v'chimtzu. They did it in unison. Shablez, I'm Rablez, I look at whatever fell in last. Whatever fell in last, that's the determining fact. Chom, I'm the chom and say, ben shenafel isa betchilo, ben besoif, ene yosa atchi yehe boy kedei lechachmetz. I don't care what fell in first, I don't care what fell in last. If the Truma alone doesn't have the ability to cause it to rise, then you're not going to have to worry about this. This came up in the sugya of Zevazai Gairim, by the way. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Eliezer said that what do I look at? I look at what's going to happen last. So if the last thing that fell in was the chulin, it's chulin. If the last thing that fell in was the truma, it was the truma. According to the Chachamim, no, it's achieba kidei lahachmitz. I don't look at what happened first. I don't care what happened last. Does it have the ability to cause it to rise? Good. If not, not. What do you see from here? You see from here, l'chayra, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, when it comes to a taruvis of two different things, of isa v'heter, is there an idea of looking what fell in last? Right? It sounds a little bit like that's what's going on over here. Rabbi Eliezer said, a chiddush achar acharon anibo. I look at what happened last. Tainas the Gemara, if there's an idea of achar acharon anibo, maybe pshat in Chizkiya, who said, Higdilu be'iser aser, Higdilu be'heter mutter, is Hagufa. It's because Chizkiya holds Acher Acher Naniba. So if the last thing that fell in the case of the Mayim, the Yayin Nesach, and the Yayin of Heter is the Yayin Nesach, it's going to be aser. Because Acher Acher Naniba. I look at the last thing that fell into the Taruvas. If, however, you hold like the Chachamim, there's no such thing as Acher Acher Naniba. So if no such thing as Acher Acher Naniba, so I don't care what fell in last. And if I don't care what fell in last, what do I look at over there? It's actually hey, but kidei lahachem. It's over here. There's a concept of Ryan. But the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Yirmiyah the Rav Zeira, can you suggest that maybe chiski is alach of igdilu beisir as igdilu behetem mutter, which essentially is acher and aniba is mamashitas Rabbi Eliezer in that sugya. But the Gemara immediately deflects and says, v'tizbira? What? You have a hamamina that you can shtel the soup? You can't shtel it too. And forget to learn this. You can't shtel it too for the following reason. Because for Amar Abaya, Abaya said, this the Rebbe Eliezer said, that the halacha is that if the chulin fell in last, then acher nani bar, it's going to be mutter. It's elosh akadam asilu kasa iser. It's only true if you remove the iser before the chulin fell in. Avaloi kadam asilu kasa iser. But let's say the chulin would fall in, but you did not remove the iser, but you would allow the iser to remain there, aser. Then the halacha would be that it's aser, even though the chulin fell in last. So just because the chulin fell in last, you see clearly that we don't say that the halacha is, automatically that it's going to be mutter. Now, if you're going to tell me that what? That the machloikis chiskin Rabbi Yochanan is really meshach shaychi to this machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, the chiskin de amekeman, who's chiskia going to hold like? Because chiskia holds acher acher nani ba, and the loch is a mashal, if the heta falls in last, it's going to be mutter, and it's going to be mutter even if you were not mesalik the isser. Even that Rabbi Eliezer didn't say. The only time Rabbi Eliezer said acher acher nani ba, if the heta falls in last, is if you were mesalik the isser. But if the isser there is not. So if you want to now shteltsu this machloikis somehow to the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, well, it would have to really match, and it doesn't really match. And in fact, Chizkiyah wouldn't be anybody. It wouldn't be the Chachamim who are not gairus this, and he wouldn't be Chizkiyah Rabbi Eliezer either, because even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds up a count of Acher Acher Nani Ba, but it's only if you remove the Isser. But he seems to be saying, even if you didn't remove the Isser, Eli, you have to say, Hakab Ryan, come if we get the machloikis over here or something else. Machloikis, if you say Ryan, Chizkiyah less say Ryan, Chizkiyah doesn't hold of Ryan, Rabbi Yochanan Islay, whereas Rabbi Yochanan does hold of Ryan. That's what we thought the machloikis was, and this sushtel really does not work out. Freit the Gemara one last kash. Mi esle the Rabbi Yochanan Royin. Is it so posh that Rabbi Yochanan holds of Royin? Again, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you have a little bit of Yai Nesach and a Kitan Shomayim, that could be Mavatul the Yai Nesach. But you also have a lot of wine of heter. We say that Royin as Hayayin of heter Kilu Einoi. So the Kitan Shomayim is Mavatul the Yain of Isser, so that we don't say that later the yayin of Issa, the yayin of Heter, can team up and can override the Kitan Shalmayim. Above Abay, when they were asking Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi asked Rabbi Yechon a question, and as we're going to see, Rabbi Yechon didn't know the answer, and it would seem that if Rabbi Yechon held the Vrayan, he should have known the answer. What was the question? Shnei Koisei, someone had two glasses of wine. Echad Shal Chulin, Echad Shal Truma. One had wine of Chulin, and the other one had wine of Truma. Umezagon. And each one was mixed with the proper Shir Meziga. Now, the way they used to be Mosaic wine, the way they used to dilute wine is they would take a little bit of wine and they would put three parts of water connected to the wine. Either way, so you have essentially one part wine of chulin and three parts water, one part wine of truma and three parts water. The irvan zebezeh. And then the person went and he took these two cups and he was ma'ariv them together. Mahu, what's the halacha? Meaning, do we say that we're going to view this taruvas as if it's truma, or we're not going to view it as it's truma? Now, what's the two tzadim? So the tzadim are as follows. Be'etzeh, the wine of truma, has six parts of water connected it. And being that it has six parts of water connected it, it has enough water for you to now be able to be mevatel the wine of truma. If, however, you take the wine of truma and you merge it together with the wine of chulin, well, then there's not going to be enough water to go ahead and be mevatel the wine. So the question is, do you say royin as hayayin shel chulin kilu einon? So I take the wine of truma and I have enough water to go ahead and be mevatel it, or maybe I say no. I say that I have no choice but to look at the wine of chulin together with the wine of truma as one, and I don't have enough water to be mevatel. Either way, this was the question that was asked to Rabbi Yochanan, which at its core seems very similar to our Shiloh, and Lei Pashaleh, he didn't have an answer. So how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan was so certain of the halacha of Royin? Here you see he wasn't sure. So the Gemara says, Mikar Lei Pashaleh, Lei Pashaleh. I mean, there's a before and after, right? There's a timeline in the Gemara sometimes. So initially Rabbi Yochanan didn't know, and then later he did know. Itmanami. In fact, we have a Makartis. Amrab Ami, Amrab Yochanan, Ami Lo, Amrab Asi, Amrab Yochanan, Shnei Kois, Zechash Chulun, Vechash Chumo, Mazgon, Ve'erban Zebezeh. And he went ahead and diluted them, and he was Ma'ar of them, Royin. as ha heter kilu enoi. We look at the heter as if it's not there. Vashar mayin raven all of them mevatlin oisoi, and the shar mayin raven is going to be mevatl. What do you see from here? You see that what Rabbi Yochanan didn't know originally, later he came around to. So you say meris mamish this point. That's true. Lechatchila Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure, but the besayif Rabbi Yochanan was taka very sure. One thing you see from this last gemara, and that is that what's the sheer bittel when it comes to yayin? If you have six parts water connected to yayin, that wouldn't be enough to be mevatl. Now, that's a funny number, right? It's a very big chiddush. Doesn't sound like a Jewish number in the world of bittel. Usually it's shishim. Where do you come to shisha? So of course, if you're holding with the raid bites of sherry cask, this is the Gemara. We mentioned that there are amayram that were mechiyach from the Gemara, and in Gimel Amid Beis, that there's a concept of bittel b'shisha when it comes to yayin. This is the Gemara right here. How else could you learn the Gemara? So I am Barishayim, there's another mahalach. But this is what comes out from this Gemara. It's Gepaskin to Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to stop here.